internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am he. I am Stephen Roy. I'm looking down at my headphones. It's like it sounds too good. Can you imagine? My hearing is good. Are my hearing aids too high? I don't know. Headphones look okay. I'm not complaining if I'm hearing good. What is today? It is the 7th of June in the year of our Lord, 2025. And there's a beautiful D coming to help on the show. Good timing since we just started. Got some funnies for you at the top of the second hour. That's the rant-free second hour. Got Clarence Frogman Henry. That's the gentleman that used to sing Rush's Homeless Update. I don't know if you remember that, but it was so funny. If you're old like me, you remember that back in the day. Super funny. Like the animal rights update, the animal rights crazy people. And that was Born Free. That was great. Great. Born Free with Gunfire. Animal rights people are wacko. You know, my brother was in City of Hope when he was 13. He had terminal Hodgkin's lymphoma. He had it in his neck, chest, and groin. They did radiation and chemotherapy, and he was in remission until he passed in 2019 at 61. That's a good life. That is a really good life. Anywho, we got a good show planned for you today. Let's go ahead and get to the Rumble. Got good music queued up, and Dee's here, so she gets to hear the music I queued up for her, since she doesn't listen anymore, so she's laughing, but not registering. Let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Got some stuff to rant about today. This one's not going to be all about the Stephen. Let me take off the headphones. Have a little drink of lime soda. Boy, that's hot with your hat backwards. She's Jenny from the hood. Here we go. This is the Rumble for the 7th of June, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am your hoster, Stephen Roy. Your hoster with the moster? I don't know. Sounds good. Anyway, if you're watching me here today, thank you so much for watching. If you're a TV or radio station, doubtful. But if you are, hey, thanks for taking a gander. As you can see, I have a great face for radio. And we have to talk about some of the dude stuff that was on the Twitter this morning. Uh-oh. A lot more that we don't have time to talk about and read at the same time as we record the show. But it comes down to this. So Simone Biles took this opportunity to be relevant, because she's not. You're not relevant anymore, Simone, because you don't compete anymore. So you're irrelevant. So I guess you're going to bang on Riley Gaines to try to be relevant? That's so sad, little girl. So sad that you would do that. But here's what she said. She said, Riley Gaines, you're truly sick. All of this campaigning because you lost a race. Straight up sore loser. Simone, have you ever competed against a dude? Have you ever competed one-on-one in a gymnastics tournament, Olympic or otherwise, against a dude? No, you have not. You have not. So Riley Gaines, to lose to a 6'4" man, who's obviously... Now, grant you this. This dude was 456th when he competed as a dude, right? So he wakes up one day and says, you know what? I'm a chick. I'm going to compete as a woman. Even though I have man bits and haven't gone through any HRT, no SRS, I'm completely a dude, right? But I'm going to compete as a woman. I'll just grow my hair a little bit and I'll wear a unitard. Isn't that a funny name for a tard? Simone says, you should be uplifting the trans community and perhaps finding a way to make sports inclusive or creating a new avenue where trans feel safe in all sports. Yeah, a new avenue. Okay, I agree with that. Trans could have their own category. You want to be a trans dude competing? Hey, how about your own category? No, you cannot compete against women. You know, it's funny. We don't see chicks. I didn't see any chicks competing in the MLB, in the NFL, in the NBA. Oh, yeah, there's a dude in the WNBA. That's Brittany Griner, a dude. Oh, have you not seen the video? It's a dude, okay? We haven't seen the bits, but I'm sure that's what it is. So, maybe a transgender category in all sports? Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that, Simone, but you have no right to bang on Riley since she's standing up for women's rights. Now, imagine this. I remember reading about a case just recently where a high school girl, a high school young woman, she actually would change in her car before a meet to avoid a man's junk in her face. Imagine that. You're a young woman, let's just say you're 16, and an 18-year-old man is allowed to come into your locker room and hang his junk in your face. Is that okay? Okay, if you think that's okay, then how about this? I take a 5-year-old girl to a gentleman's club. Is that okay? Oh, I'm a pedo. But he's not molesting a woman. He's not assaulting a woman by putting his junk in her face. Now, so Simone never competed against a man and lost my train of thought. I'm going to have to look at my actual posts. So says the woman that never ever competed against a dude. She never did. Simone never did. She testified that gymnasts were molested by a doctor, but she has no issue with locker room swinging junk right in a woman's face. That reminds me of that high school athlete I told you about that changed before an event to avoid man bits. So, since Simone has a problem with men molesting women, you know, if you're a doctor, but has no problem with men molesting women in the locker room or beating the living S out of women in competitions, that makes Simone a hypocrite. So this is what you ask any leftist who thinks it's okay for a dude to compete in women's sports. This is what you ask. Do you have a problem with a man fracturing a woman's skull with a soccer ball, with a basketball, with a volleyball spike? How about field hockey? We saw a woman whose occipital bone was shattered in field hockey. So is it okay for a man to beat the crap out of a woman? Answer me that. If you think that's okay, then it makes sense that you would want dudes in women's sports, right? Was it okay for the dude to literally beat the S out of a woman in the Olympics? That Algerian dude had his blood test falsified, ignored in the Olympics. The blood tests have now been leaked that proved he was a dude, right? Not just the bits. Actual DNA evidence that he was a dude. What did the Italian boxer say? The Algerian dude hit her harder than she had ever been hit by a woman ever. Why do you think that is? Because he's a dude. Dude. Oh, yeah, that's funny. Now, are you familiar with with Simone Biles. She's about 5 foot nothing and weighs about 85 pounds, right? And so this dude says that Simone would take me. Simone would just beat the crap out of me. That is literally hilarious. It really is. Oh, maybe if she got me in a scissor lock with those legs, I might be in trouble then. But to say she could beat the crap out of me, I mean, that's just laughable. So you see, when liberals have no argument in any intelligent, they can't have an intelligent discussion, because if they do, guess what happens? They resort to violence. We see it, and that's what's happening. You got like I saw a video of a black woman walking down the street, and she goes, "You know what? If I see any white person on the street, I don't get out of the way of them. I just walk right through them." And I said, "You know, yeah, try it with me, girl. Try it with me. I don't care that you're a chick. If you run into me or my wife or anyone in my family, I'm going to knock you out. I don't care that you're a woman, right? You want to play a man sport? You want to try and be a man? Well, guess what? Come and take it. Just come and take it, because you're going to find out that I'm not going to put out with your crap. I'm not going to put up with your crap. So let's block Jake. He's got one follower, and he follows one person. And, you know, I'm convinced these idiots, they create these profiles just so they can attack people, which is laughable. Laughable. Oh, gosh. It's so funny. Anyway, that just popped up when I was looking at my Twitter. Now, you can join me on the Twitter at Stephen Roy Radio. My ex is at Stephen Roy Radio. As of right this moment, I have 763 followers. So, I'm sorry, 7,673 followers. Yeah, followers. Thank you for following me. I'm not going to even talk about that video. As far as I'm concerned, if you attack a policeman, if you attack someone in law enforcement, you deserve a long prison sentence. Now, if you murder someone in law enforcement, you deserve the death penalty. No less than the death penalty. That's what you deserve. Now, I know that this dude attacking this policeman in this video is probably committing suicide by cop. In fact, I have a cousin whose brother did suicide by cop, and that's not even anything to joke about. It's very sad, and I felt bad for my entire family for that happening. And I don't understand how he could have been actually at that point, but I get it. I get it because of his situation. Jason Whitlock, a black man, said, "This is retarded. You should be protecting women." And he's talking to Simone Biles. So this is what the bottom line is. The bottom line is leftist idiots are trying to erase gender. They're trying to erase gender completely. That there shouldn't be no gender. Well, that's the gender that was assigned at birth by the doctor. Huh. No, there is no assignment. There is no assignment. God made you as a man. God made you as a woman. You're a boy. You're a girl. You got girl bits. You're a girl. You got boy bits. You're a boy. It's not difficult. It's not hard to figure out which one is which. So tell me this. This is the question I asked. How many times have two women reproduced? How many times have two dudes reproduced? The answer is zero. None. Zip. Nada. Niet. Goose egg. Never happened. Never ever. Well, yeah, but a trans dude and a trans woman can have a baby. That's because it's a dude and a woman. It's not a difficult scenario. It's almost like, oh, well, that pregnancy was an accident. It should be aborted. Really? You think reproduction is ever an accident? Huh. Sperm and eggs come together. You get pregnant. No, that's not an accident. That's called a miracle. When a baby is born. Do you have children? I have children. I was there when my son and daughter were born. And let me tell you something. It's a miracle. Do you know this? Fathom this, if you would. When a baby is born and it takes its first breath, now they think there's, okay, some kind of hormone or something involved that makes the baby take the first breath. But you know what the truth is? It's a miracle from God. The birth of every child is a miracle. It is. I was there. When my daughter was born, she was 4 pounds. She was born 6 weeks premature. Now, leftist idiots should say, well, you should just let her die. Let her die. She can't survive at that age. Is that right? Really? Really? Because she's 32 now and married. So we should just let her die, right? Is that what you're saying? I mean, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous that you think infanticide is okay, because it is not. It is not. Come over here. Come over here, D. You'll be on video. No? You don't want to be on video? So some idiot posted this. Dear MAGA, George Floyd did not die of a drug overdose. In fact, 2 juries decided this. Look, I'm telling you, if I go to New York, I could convict a ham sandwich of any crime, invented crime, like what happened to President Trump. You could convict anybody. He wasn't convicted of anything criminal, by the way. It was a civil judgment. They did not prosecute him criminally. You could, a civil judgment doesn't even have to have a unanimous jury decision. It could be just a majority. That's how ridiculous it is. Look, George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose. When the police found him parked in a drive-thru, at a fast food drive-thru, that's why they responded. Because someone called the police, they called 911, because he was out in a drive-thru. When they opened the door and tried to get him to come out of the car, he refused because he was in respiratory distress. He could not breathe. George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose. Do we not know what fentanyl is now? It takes a small amount to die from respiratory distress. You will just stop breathing. You will die. Just like that. D and I started watching the Tylenol murder documentary. And people were given cyanide. There was cyanide inside those Tylenol capsules. There was no child prevention tab so that you knew it was safe. That changed the pharmaceutical industry, for sure, to make sure that bottles weren't tampered with. Well, many people died of cyanide poisoning. And what a terrible death. That's, you know, you foam at the mouth, you go into convulsions, you die. It's kind of like the, you know, what happened to the Nazis in World War II. Hermann Goering had somebody get him cyanide so he didn't have to hang from the gallows. So he took a dose of cyanide, and he died almost instantly. So that's how George Floyd died. And then, of course, they burnt down, what, Minneapolis, several cities in response, and no one was prosecuted for it. And you had leftist idiots like Cackling Cammy and Scary Face Pelosi and Wiggy Waters and all these idiot political hacks promoting the murder of police. And I remember the dude in Minneapolis that he had a used car lot and he had on his sign, "I support Black Liberals Matter." They still burnt his car lot to the ground. He lost every car. He was absolutely destroyed by doing that. And then Simone Biles comes up. Yeah, like, "I'm going to follow you, sweetie." No, I don't think so. So, you know, people were trying to attack me saying, there was dudes that lost in those competitions that Riley Gaines was in. Really? Well, that's funny because there was a dude standing on the top of the podium in first place that won in parentheses the NCAA championship. No, it was a dude that won. Right? Y'all, and I said, y'all are blinded by your own terminal TDS. And that's the truth. People that think it's okay for dudes to be in female competition and women's competitions must have the terminal wasting disease at TDS. Do you know what that is? A wasting disease is like mad cow disease, where your brain is infected and it literally is destroyed from inside, and just it's like Alzheimer's just absolutely decimating your brain. Well, that's what Trump derangement syndrome is. That's what TDS is. So you think it's okay for them to do that? Think about it like this. You have a daughter. Your daughter works her entire life to become a swimmer, right? She dreams of swimming in the Olympics. So a natural progression to swim is in high school. Then maybe get a scholarship to college. Well, guess what? Your daughter does not get a scholarship to college because they gave it to a dude. Your daughter doesn't play volleyball because a dude is slamming chicks on purpose to hurt them. That's what happened. Remember? In the, it was like the Northwestern Conference. I think he might have played for Boise State. I don't remember exactly. I just remember that many teams forfeited to not play against this dude who admittedly, purposely injured girls to knock them out of the competition. Can you imagine having a dude do that? This was a great video. This video popped up this morning from the Tikitaka that D thinks I should be posting this show on. Now, I'm not going to use a Chinese app to post the show. Sorry, not going to do it. That's why I'm on Rumble. And thank you to the 400 people that clicked on it this week. I do appreciate that. So this kid walks across the stage after a graduation. I don't know if it's high school or college. I'm going to assume it's high school because they're the Pirates. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, he gets his diploma, and then he starts pulling a flag out of his gown, and the dude standing on the stage that gives the diplomas pulls it away from him. He doesn't even get a chance to unfurl it. And I posted, nope. Didn't have a chance to unfurl it, which is great. Yeah. I like Senator John Kennedy. And he posted something really good today. You know, if you really need help, let's say you're a veteran and you just had your limbs blown off because of some ridiculous operation like Iraqistan or Afghanistan, the first stand, I don't have a problem if you get aid forever. I do not. Because you sacrificed yourself for this nation, in the service of this nation. So I have no problem if you get welfare, if you get an EBT card, if you get Medicaid forever. We should take care of you, the VA benefits, because you're a veteran that sacrificed for this nation. I think all veterans should be taken care of. However, if you're the fat couple I saw at Walmart that had $1,000 worth of meat up on the belt, if you're able to work, you should not get welfare. You know, the Newt Gingrich Congress passed the most successful bill ever, and that was the Welfare to Work program, which incentivized people to go back to work and get off welfare. So you could, let's say you're a single mother and your husband dies or leaves you, whatever. I have no problem with you getting aid for 2 years. I have no problem with the government sending you back to college, maybe to get your nursing degree. Okay, 4 years. I have no problem with that. However, when that time is up, you're not getting any more aid from the government. If you can work, you should not be allowed to do that. Of course, now we have 100 million illegal aliens that are drawing from these programs, and that's why they're bankrupt. And that is ending, and ending now. 3,000 illegal aliens are being deported every day from this nation, and it should be more, because 3,000 a day, that'll take 100 years to deport the 100 million illegal aliens. And then people say, D-Bag, there's not 100 million illegal aliens. Okay, well, tell me how many there are. I'm listening. Tell me. Bueller. All I hear is crickets. You can't tell me how many illegal aliens there are because you have no idea. No one does. That's why I say 100 million, because there are people from virtually every country on earth here illegally in the United States, and they get away with it. At least they did during the bribe invasion bloodbath. So Senator John Kennedy on work requirements for Medicaid. If you really need Medicaid, I want you to get it. There are people on Medicaid who could work, but choose not to work. And sometimes the best way to get on your feet is to get up off your ass. That's right. That's right. I don't care if you pick up poo at a West Texas ranch. I don't care what you do for a living. I'm not going to belittle you if you work, right? As long as you're working, that's all that matters. This was a great post from Rick Scott. Awesome post. California has approximately 65% more residents than Florida. Yet the federal government has been giving California over 300% more money for its Medicaid program. Whisper there. Yeah, that's a bribing whisper. So creepy. Talk about cringe. So, California gets 300% more money for its Medicaid program than Florida. And Florida has roughly 4 million more residents than the entire state of New York. Yet the federal government has been giving New York over $20 billion more for Medicaid than Florida. So New York gets $20 billion more for Medicaid than Florida. We need to make the big, beautiful bill even better by making sure it treats states fairly. That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And I don't know how you're going to do it. Do it by population, okay? If you're in Alaska and there's 300,000 residents, right? Then they should get this much aid, right? And then if California is more, however, if California is a sanctuary state, they should get zero federal dollars for anything because they're breaking the law. Because they're breaking the law. Here is your verse of the day, since we have less than 6 minutes left in the rumble. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. Isn't that awesome? Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And that's, are there truer words from God than that? And that's the truth. You know? I've applied for jobs, not all over the country, but in many different markets. And you know what? I'm not disappointed when I find out by looking at their website that the job's been filled. I'm not disappointed. Let me tell you why. I walk every day by the grace of God. Okay? Every day, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the grace of God. By the grace of God go I. So if God wants me, if he wants us to stay in West Texas for the rest of my life, that's where we're going to stay. Okay? I'm 58 years old. In a couple weeks, I'll be 59. And maybe I'm old. I told you I have a great face for radio. Maybe if I'm old, right? And radio stations don't want me for that reason. Whatever. That's fine. I have 10 more years that I can contribute amazingly. Even to a small market. In a small market, we'll just take over the entire media for that market. In a large market, we could double your station's income. But if that doesn't happen, that's okay, because I know it's God's will. If God wants me to work in my current day job for the rest of my career and retire here with my beautiful wife, that's what's going to happen. Sure, we'd like not to have to work no more. But we are thankful that we have good jobs so we can have an awesome vacation every year so that we live well. You know, I go to a church men's group every Wednesday. And I think it was not this week, but last week, I was driving along the frontage road, right? I went to, maybe it was this week, doesn't matter. The point is, I was driving by Section 8 housing that was not nice. And I look over there, And I go, wow, you know, I'm thankful. I'm very thankful. Praise God that we have a wonderful place to live, because I could live in a place like that. It's not very nice, right? And if you look at people that live in third world nations who, I mean, they're happy, but they're living in a tin shack, right? We heard about missionaries who've been spending the last many years, several years, building wells in a third world African nation. And imagine that you'd have to walk for 10 miles every day just to get clean water. Can you imagine that? We take it for granted, don't we? You could just turn on your tap and have fresh water. Well, maybe not here, because the water's yucky. It has to be filtered first. But I said that for D. Roger Stone made a good post this morning. He doesn't follow me, so I don't follow you, Roger. But this was a great post. Roger said, my son, seen here with his mother, has survived open heart surgery. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you something. Prayers are answered, right? They are answered. And it has happened for me. I prayed and prayed and prayed that a wonderful woman would come into my life. And then I met Dee, right? I mean, it doesn't even have to be a major thing you pray for. I lost a tool in the head end. I prayed, please, God, please, Jesus, let me find that tool. And then guess what? I found it, right? Sometimes I have a slight temper, especially when driving with the retards in West Texas. But I pray, give me the grace, God, to not yell at those people. Right? Give me the grace, God, to have the grace on people that are not very intelligent. You know, don't let me lose my temper with them. Help me to learn this and to use this as a learning moment. You ever listen to Stephen Miller talk? He's so intelligent. This is a great post. Stephen Miller on the One Big Beautiful Bill. The legislation hires 10,000 new ICE agents to go and find these killers and terrorists. It funds the detention beds we need to keep these people off our streets. It funds the planes we need to fly them back home. And more than that, it will be the largest tax cut in history. Now, it's not perfect. There is still way too much spending. And you know, riddle me this. Do you think it's possible that this whole Elon Musk, President Trump feud is just staged? I mean, don't you think it's possible that President Trump is just tweaking the media? You remember what Rush Limbaugh used to do almost every day? He'd even say, This is the media tweak of the day. And then he would say something, and then the media, who monitored his every broadcast, would broadcast it to the world. It was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Well, that's gonna do it for my hilarious A. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you have a great evening. A great day. Have a great, let's pray for the horses and the jockeys for the Belmont Stakes. Please, Jesus, please protect them. Help them have a great race today, tonight, and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Instead of saying yes, now you have to. So that does it for the Rumble for this week. Yeah, I didn't even realize. You're still recording the podcast, Deba. That's what Dee said. Are you using the white tie wraps or the black ones?
No, the white was too small.
You could have, like I said, you could have linked them together,
honey,
to make them longer. Honey, don't talk. Don't talk. I don't want to be on the radio. All right. Well, I got some good music to play for Dee. And for all of you, since we're already 34 minutes and 30 seconds into the podcast, I didn't even remember this one until I clicked it, but it's a great song right here for you on the Stephen Roy podcast. It's Cody Johnson.
All the boats I missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost. I got kicked around, I've been black and blue. on my own way to you. All the stars I've seen, all the songs I've sung, all the beers I've drank, all the damage done. I was just passing time, kinda just passing through, on my way to you. Every curve, every ditch, every turn, every bridge I left behind me up in smoke, every fork in the road. It was all worth a while when I finally saw you smile. Every highway, every heartbreak, every mountain, every mile. I got the radio up, sun is going down, I'll take a left at the bank, and I'll head straight through town. So baby, put on that dress, a little sweet perfume, 'cause I'm on my way to you. I've missed all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost. I thank God for that. I guess He always knew I was on my way to you.
XP sucks.
Can I love when I'm afraid? XP sucks!
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Between you and me, I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I've been born again. Goodbye yesterday. I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways.
I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more stone rolled away. One more sin, I've been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because of that grave robber. Taking my sin, taking my shame, breaking my soul out of these chains. I'm a dead man living, and God did it. Taking my sin, taking my shame, breaking my soul out of these chains. I've been forgiven, and God did it. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more soul rolled away. One more sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because of that grave robber.
Wasted days and wasted nights.
This one's for me.
I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
She feels safe and she's the best thing that you'll ever have. She always has trouble falling asleep, and she likes to cuddle while under the sheets. She loves pop songs and dancing and bad trash TV. There's still a few other things. She loves love notes and babies, and likes giving gifts. Has a hard time accepting a good compliment. And she loves her whole family and all of her friends. So if you're the one she lets in, take it. If she gives you her heart, don't you break it. Let your arms be a place she feels safe in. She's the best thing that you'll ever have. She'll love you if you love her. Like that. Kiss her with passion as much as you can. Run your hands through her hair whenever she's sad. And when she doesn't notice how pretty she is, tell her over and over so she never forgets. If you love her like that.
RIAA, bite me.
Denied!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Go!
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What are you waiting for, a graved invitation?
I ledge of a plegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos, nachos for all. Whack, whack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
This is your resident cable guy, Stephen Roy. This is hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast for May 7th, the year of our Lord, 2025. And you know what that means? It's the rant-free second hour. and I got some fun stuff queued up for you. As I told you in the first hour, we're going to start this second hour with a theme song from the Rush Limbaugh Show, his Homeless Update song from Clarence Frogman Henry, and then more fun stuff from Ferris, Falco, Famous with a Z at the end. That's a song I played for him, an independent artist. It's a cover of Bon Jovi's Bad Name.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. I got a voice, I love to sing. I sing like a girl and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh. I ain't got a man, I ain't got a son, I ain't got a daughter, I ain't got.
Jane with a restless soul, she moved west to California, became a centerfold. But once you change your name, well, the pieces fall. Now she hardly recognizes herself at all. And there's never any rain, and you wanted a hollow little game, and you wanted looking for a thrill, but you've done it all. So long, put your blue jeans back on, girl, go home. Remember, Hollywood's not America. So long, put your blue jeans back on, girl, go home. Remember, Hollywood. Not America. Oh yeah. And everybody hears from somewhere else. You can make $1 million, you might lose yourself. And you can take the heat, but will your heart grow cold? They say acting's just pretending, but even that gets old. And there's never any rain, and you wanted a hollow little game, and you wanted looking for a thrill, but you've done it all. So long, put your blue jeans back on, girl, go home. Remember, Hollywood's not America. So put your blue jeans back on, girl, go home. Remember, Hollywood.
not America, and I know what you're doing. I know that you can be anything you want to be. So long, but you're blue. Jeans back on, girl, go home. Remember, Hollywood's not America. So long, put your blue jeans back on, girl, and go home. Remember, Hollywood's not America. Hollywood's not America. It's not America.
Oh my God, RFD!
Up on the hill, so if
say I'm living in the big time. She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them. And she brought them to their feet. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her face. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star.
This is RFD.
Doch hier nicken alle Frauen und jede riecht mir kann man rock me up my face.
Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles Liebe kann man rap mir, aber ey, bist du weg. Und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money in den Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch auf Captain Rock Me Up.
Like the movie Crash, and I think I'm on chill with the music blast. Riding with a hot girl, dipping through the traffic, drove up, but it's a hold up. When they rolled up, I'm like, hold up. Give me that tape that stacks with the Rolex. Stick up kids, cause the game is real, and they know where my stash and my girl only knows that. Now, how's that? And why's that? Your chick's a trap, man, your chick's a trap. Friend of foe, she took me slow with a kiss of death, man, she stole my breath. Now she act like she don't even know me, so I had to call Bon Jovi. For, tell you what I'm rhyming for, tell you when you did that, tell you how you did that. He say, she say, the streets tell me all that. Click, clack, bust, flat, you don't really want that. One love, no love, the game is a death trap. Lying ass tricks, lying ass snitches gon' make me snap. I swear I'm swine, can't trust the homie, can't trust the freak. Looking over my shoulders, and I'm married to the streets. With no prenup, I mean the girl's a slut. Got everybody on her, cause she's the new drug. Pop that tape, got the game, no love. 50 state hustle, flipping every state, and every D-boy got one, well, pushing that way. Get your cake up, get your cake up. What you wide, boy, you snitch.
Trust the free. So I had to call Bon Jovi.
Three claps. We're ready tonight. Three claps. Three claps. Three claps.
20. I'm playing this because softball's over. It's time for football. And when I hear this, I get teary because I played high school and college ball. So here's a Kenny Chesney song. If you've heard it before, I don't know if you've heard it with the locker room stuff, but it is awesome. Because before you know it, it will be the boys of fall. Kicking A! Yeah! Let's play it. That's going to do it for me on the Stephen Roy Show. Hope you enjoyed it. I do. Hope you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to.
7 years ago, I sat in this locker room just like you guys, on a knee, getting ready to play a game. I walk down the locker room, it still smells the same. It takes you back real quick. One of the things that caught me was how fast 27 years goes by. There's so many people that live vicariously through you. I would give anything tonight to jump in one of these uniforms with you guys.
To do something I never had an opportunity to do. My father never saw me play. You play for your fathers tonight.
That feeling goes away. It goes away, and it doesn't come every Friday night. It comes when you get married. It comes when your child's born. So you get it, but you just don't get it every Friday night. You're going to miss that more than anything in the world. That's what I miss. And so you seniors that are focused on college, you're focused on your work after high school, what you're going to do next, you're focused on tomorrow, aren't you? You got plenty of time for tomorrow. But these tonights, they're going by fast. You focus on tonight. This is about you guys. This is about the guys in this room that care about each other, that know there's only so many more of these nights left. It's about you. They're a faceless opponent. They just happen to draw the short straw tonight. Now get your asses ready to play. Win on three. One, two, three.
When I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass, I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood to get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, we're the boys of fall. Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in. Knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. The boys are fall. In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the
heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a soul. Turning face to stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. It's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a soul. Boys are fall. Where the boys are fall.
What we would say to young kids, learn to dream. You can accomplish anything you want to. What a wonderful time in your life.
I get excited when I see kids playing in the backyard or at the schoolyard. The advice that I would give a group of 7-year-old, 8-year-olds would be to have dreams.
It's okay to work at those dreams, do whatever you can, but just have fun. And there's nothing wrong with dreaming big.
I just like to see kids when I see, especially the younger kids, and when I see them playing, I just hope they're having fun.
Football lessons we learn as kids and all continue to apply through the rest of your life. Life is a team game. It's the big game.
Anybody can be a leader, can be excited, can be first in line when things are going great. The test is when you battle through tough times, when things aren't perfect. Where do you stand?
This is your night. Make it happen!
Go!
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 Woo! Wear that with pride one time!
You can't be quiet. You can't be unemotional. This is an emotional game.
On that day, and at the end of your life, you look in the mirror, and you know, I gave it all I had, and I gave it for a worthy cause.
You think about what that means. You think about what it means to be on your last play. This is my last play of football ever. My last play. How do I want it to be? How do I want to be remembered?
Number one.
Fire and clap.
Number two.
Fire and clap.
1, 2, 3.
Last play.
Last play.
Last play.
Let's go play it.
Come on. All we need is just somebody that wants to do some leadership out there. Now we go. Come on, hit. Everybody's a leader.
You said samples in the tackle place. Would that be?
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously. Like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days. 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
"That's something
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. It's when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow, said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of.
All he could think about was, I'm too young for this. Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town and hanging out on the coast. Oh well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. Might as well kiss it all goodbye. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in As she fumbles up those stairs, she smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleeve tight. Blue eyes and mountain curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. I love you, Daddy. Good night. There goes my life. She had that Honda loaded down with Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life. Baby, good
God. He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the go-tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on the says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up right on. And hell yeah, it sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy.
She got an MBA and a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close the deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness up when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. She got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama. Well, love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Back to where the music hit me. Life was good.
song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life is good. Hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me.
What you're thinking, there are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
See now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain
I wouldn't trade it for anything. 'Cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm sending in confidence, strength of your faithfulness. And I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars. I can see how you deliver me. In your hands, in your feet, I found my victory. Scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know.